Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate shopping for pants? You're not alone. Jack Archer's Jet Setter Tech Pants are basically the answer to every guy's closet struggles. With their customizable fit, wrinkle-free fabric sourced from Japan, and all-day comfort, these pants can take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Seriously, these might be the only pants you'll ever need. Style them with the Jet Setter Tee, Legacy button-down shirt, or the buttery Legacy Polo sweater, and you've got timeless staples to meet your everyday wardrobe needs. Jack Archer is just better. For a limited time, get 15% off using the code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your entire order.
Hey, I'm Greg Hill, and this is The Greg Hill Show, where Boston sports and real talk collide.
I'm Courtney Cox, along with Wiggy. We break down everything from the Patriots and Celtics to Sox, Bruins, and the stories that have the whole city talking.
Yo, you'll get bold takes, big guests, breaking news, and trust me, we ain't afraid to stir it up.
We've got every Boston sports angle covered.
Follow and listen to The Greg Hill Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. New episodes drop every weekday.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
They all they got, and apparently they think that's all they need. Your New England Patriots, first in the AFC East, tied for the top seed overall in the AFC, armed with more than 10 draft picks next year, with the most salary cap money available to them this and next year, decide to stand pat at the trade deadline, doing a whole lot of nothing. Well, actually, what they did was they sent people out of town as opposed to acquiring talent, potentially integral players or depth pieces for a possible playoff or Super Bowl run. Was it the right move? Are they still technically rebuilding? Was it smart to, if you will, stand pat, or should they have been more aggressive, choosing chaos like the Indianapolis Colts and many other teams at the 2025 trade deadline? You got Fitzy and you got the Lion's Den here to discuss the 2025 New England Patriots trade deadline inactivity, coming up on the latest Six Rings.
Hey, whatever it takes, man. It's all about winning, all right? Winning on three. One, two, three, win!
Celebrating the heroes of Foxborough's past.
And with a good block. Look at Grover. Touch it all the way. Watch the block of number 73, John Hanna.
The champions of the dynastic era.
And a Vinatieri moves a 48-yard field goal. And the Patriots are Super Bowl
The Patriots of tomorrow.
We're going to remove entitlement from our football team. We're going to earn the right to be here every single day.
And the fans whose faith never wavers.
Let's go!
This
is Six Rings and Football Things.
See if I can get your thoughts on the game.
I hate this team. I was born into this, and I'm not going to ever... I'm always a Jets fan, but, like, I hate this team.
Well, those are the musings of a very sad, unfortunate fan of a team who today decided to basically trade everybody that they had, everybody of value, anybody of import, for a bunch of picks. And hopefully one day what they can do is acquire players like Sauce Gardner or Quinnen Williams all over again. My God, J-E-T-S. Just end the season. Everything is done in jest as well. One of the teams that was very active, unlike your New England Patriots, at the trade deadline. And John Lyons and I are here today on this edition of Six Rings and Football Things to discuss the Patriots' inactivity at the trade deadline. Was it the right move to ship a couple guys out of town to acquire future draft picks, or should they have been more active to supplement and fortify the ranks for a potential playoff or deep postseason run? John, straight up, I'll be dead honest with you, buddy. I was disappointed. I think a plum opportunity was found to be had with a team playing above and beyond expectation, far beyond what anyone could have possibly thought. They're doing so much better than anyone would have ever possibly had on their 2025 Patriots bingo board. 7-2. And to me, while you don't want to trade future assets because the rebuild is ahead of schedule and they're happily doing better than anyone would have anticipated, at the same time, we both know you never know when you're going to get here again. You can't guarantee. The Washington Commanders are the perfect cautionary tale. Last year, they went 12-5. Holy shit, how'd that happen? All the way to 14-5 before finishing 14-6 when they got throttled, and that's putting it kindly, in the NFC Championship. But to say, like, hey, this is going great, we're going to stick with the plan, and the plan is going beautifully. Okay, but in the interim, I can't tell you that any team in the AFC East right now, or the AFC overall, is that much better than you, or you don't have a shot to make it all the way to the title game, champ. Why not see if you can at least make a couple depth pieces? I'm not saying trade two future firsts and a wide receiver for a potential lockdown corner like the Colts did. It feels like a missed opportunity while sticking with a plan that should have been altered by their current success.
Yeah, if I had to use one word, Fitzy, to describe the Patriots trade deadline, it would be underwhelming, right? Because I was hoping they do at least something depth-wise, something like that. Because look, the NFL trade deadline, traditionally is not super active. Like a few years ago, you had Christian McCaffrey traded in season, but a lot of times there might be one big move and maybe a bunch of depth moves. Today, of course, we had multiple big moves, a lot of them, you know, centering around the New York Jets, but Jacoby Myers being traded from the Raiders as well. So it felt like a more unique trade deadline that they could have actually made some sort of move. And look, I was hoping for, as I said, depth type stuff, another defensive end to say replace Keon White, a running back to give you some insurance after Ramondre Stevenson not only just missed a game, and I know he's been better, but those fumbling problems are still kind of in the back of your mind with him. And Travion Henderson, who the last 2 weeks have been his two most productive weeks as a pro, it's still a rookie. It's still a guy that, despite being a good pass protector in college, has struggled. And I think we saw that show up in the Atlanta game when he had to do more of it and Stevenson was out. So I was hoping even just for a couple depth moves. I didn't want them to trade first round picks for Sauce Gardner or Quinnen Williams, but could you have traded a day three pick for a depth type running back or a depth type defensive end? Just something along those, even the Jacoby Myers deal. And I'm not saying him specifically.
My favorite of the day, John. It was my favorite deal of the day.
Right, exactly. The Rashid Shaheed deal, right? So Seattle didn't have to give up a ton. We're talking day three picks here. So it was a little under. I mean, look, I'm not telling you they're going to totally lose games because of it, but it was underwhelming to me.
Yeah, see, I didn't want them to go, you know, to Sauce Gardner out, or, you know, Quinnen Williams is an amazing football player. Zero chance the Jets were going to deal him in division as well. But
plus those positions, right? Like Gardner, you have Gonzalez, you have Carlton Davis and Marcus Jones. Yeah. Quinnen Williams, you have Barmore, you have Milton Williams. Like,
And the unheralded hero that is Kyrus Tonga, Patriots legend.
Yes, two-way star Kyrus Tonga you have. Yes,
I know. Like so many football harders were like, the guy's out there playing fullback. This guy's awesome. Give him a lifetime deal. I'm with you. Like, exactly. Like, let's just say, God forbid, Harold Landry gets hurt. Kalavan Chasen gets hurt. Like, all of a sudden, you lose some of your pass rush because you sent away Keon White, as upright and stiff as a lot of people think that he plays, in the, you know, sour milk face and the Belichick attitude and the, you know, unpleasant demeanor. Okay, fine, but he's still a pass rusher. Like, there have been times where he's been able to get after and sack the quarterback. You thinned your depth there. Safety. I had heard the Patriots were in pursuit of Minkah Fitzpatrick. Maybe the price got a little high. Guess what he can do? Cover if you need him to in the slot. He's a great safety with range, a very heady, smart player, would fit in perfectly on this team. I don't know if Miami didn't want to deal him in division or if the price tag was too high once again. Trey Hendrickson, you're telling me Cincinnati's going to be happier and better off? They're going to be an improved football team by holding on to him to get the compensatory pick as opposed to taking, I don't know, a third from somebody else? Dude is a difference maker. Just little things you could have done to add depth. Tony Pollard would have been great. Hell, even, you know, Jerome Ford doesn't move the needle or take anyone 6 to midnight and cause a Pat's pants tent, but could have been something. Just because if you got Ramondre dealing with turf toe and Travion Henderson is just now finally getting into it, and Terrell Jennings is a practice squad running back, and D'Ernest Johnson is underwhelming, to say the least. You needed something else there, Johnny. Just like...
Yeah, and one other move, too. Like, I look at the Cowboys getting Logan Wilson, which day 3 pick at linebacker, and Robert Spillane, it feels like ever since he forced that fumble in the Sunday night game against Buffalo, has been a different guy than he was the few weeks before that.
Right.
And he's been really good. But you look at their linebacker group overall. I mean, Ellis got a little bit banged up in that game against Atlanta. Tavai, I think you can only, like, he's pretty good in coverage, but you don't love him against the, you don't love him against the run. Like, you could have used another productive player there, at least another, and I'm not telling you Logan Wilson's a star, but a pretty good player there, day 3 pick. Like, that's, again, one of those kind of depth type moves. Because what did you and I talk about a bunch on Six Rings in training camp? The Patriots roster, where they're at in their rebuild, they have a lot of quality starters now, but the depth is a concern. What's going to happen if they...
First place it was discussed before we talked about on the radio, before anyone on TV got into the depth thing. We were talking about that in the middle of the summer. You have, thanks to a good draft, finally, and an excellent shopping spree in free agency, you finally have good to pretty good to solid starting rotations on both sides of the ball. But you don't have depth. Someone goes down, you're in big trouble. And now, look, Booty might at least miss, according to his Discord, of all things. God, how would Belichick have responded to that? And more on the Belichick experience at the tail end.
Did he call it board disc, like InstaFace?
John Lyons recently took in a Belichick and Jordan experience at UNC. If Booty could be out a week or two as well. Like, is Kyle Williams ready? Does Pop Douglas take over that? It doesn't. Yeah, exactly.
Jacoby Myers, just to that point, Fitz, he has 33 catches this year, which I think is kind of looked at as a down year for him. That would be the second most on the Patriots right now. More than Kayshon Booty, more than DeMario Douglas.
Raiders are a mess, and Brock Bowers hoovers up everything that, you know, Geno Smith throws any which way.
That's true. Exactly. So just to that point, right, that's another guy. Again, we're not talking about stars here, but depth pieces as they go forward. Like, you talked about this, that, hey, maybe this is a team that can win a playoff game or two. What separates the good teams from the great teams? There's several things, but one of them is depth, right? They can withstand injuries. I mean, look at the Eagles last year. They had 15 defensive linemen. It felt like they could get after the quarterback at all times. A huge reason why they won the Super Bowl. That's just one
example.
They
went and got Jalen Phillips. Like, yeah. Howie Roseman is a genius, and he's a daredevil of a poker player because he's always willing to double down no matter what he's holding from, you know, 3 all the way up to 20. Impressive.
And that's one of the things the Chiefs we saw do this offseason, right? Like, they got dominated in the Super Bowl, so they upgraded their offensive line. They added to their depth. And, you know, despite the loss in Buffalo, I mean, they look kind of back on track too.
Yeah. Okay. So let's run through some of the other teams the Patriots may have to deal with. We both love the Jaguars, who I think are definitely in the mix in the conversation for a wild card team or a needle mover. They don't really have a lot of bad losses. They have that one bad loss to the Rams, I should say. Excuse me. It was a no-show over across the pond. But pretty good team. They get Jacoby Myers for a fourth and a sixth. Pair him up with Brian Thomas Jr. Add him to the offense. That's a solid move. That should improve them. Veteran leader. I think he would have been a great fit back in New England, regardless of who you got going on, who's healthy in the wide receiver room. And I know there's the delicate balance of chemistry there, but good move by Jacksonville. Nothing by the Ravens. They already made all their moves in the offseason. They're just looking to get back to 500. Steelers, no. Bengals trade away the linebacker to the Cowboys. And the AFC East, Buffalo stands pat. Patriots do nothing. Dolphins deal away Jalen Phillips. And they fire their GM, right? And then the Jets just choose absolute chaos on trade deadline day, resetting the entire franchise. Now they've got 5 first-round draft picks over the next 2 seasons. Great, except do you trust the infrastructure that they have to make those draft picks count and point the ship in the right direction?
Yeah, it's a great question, Fitzy. And I know this might sound counterintuitive because they've been bad this year. I do like Aaron Glenn, and I think he is a good coach, and I think he can build a good program. It's just, is he going to have the chance to do it? Is he going to have – I mean, when was the last time the Jets had a good quarter? I mean, it's been a – maybe Mark Sanchez was functional in 09 and 10 and 11.
Yeah, a 2-year decency run out of Mark Sanchez.
Exactly, right? So is he going to get the quarterback? Is he going to have – because 5 first-round picks is awesome to have. You got to hit on at least 3 or 4 of them, though. Otherwise, you're not really going to set yourself forward at all with these trades. So I know it sounds counterintuitive with the record. I do like Aaron Glenn, but I have questions about, is he going to get the players there around him that he needs?
Yeah. Looking at the rest of the AFC, Chargers bring in some offensive line help, but that's because they lose Joe Alt.
How about the Chargers too? Sorry to cut you off, Fitzy, please. But I think this is fascinating. They came into the season with probably the best offensive tackle situation in the NFL with Rashawn Slater and Joe Alt. Rashawn Slater gets hurt before the season. Now Joe Alt's hurt now, and they end up having a trade for Trevor Penning, who's okay but not great.
He's not bad
tackle, but still, like they went for, that could end up sinking them in the playoff. Just for a Patriots context, that could end up sinking the Chargers in a potential matchup, you know, in the playoffs down the line.
But yeah, like at least Jim Harbaugh knows, okay, this is how I play football. And what I need is a big tackle to be able to do it. I can't just go with my reserves. I need to get somebody who started some meaningful games in the NFL. So they make a trade. We'll see if it works out for them, because they're 6-3 and they have a chance to win or at least make the playoffs from a wild AFC West. Denver stands pat themselves as well. Houston doesn't make any moves. So there are enough teams in the AFC to validate the idea like, well, we weren't the only team that didn't make any moves. I just thought with the capital they had, and as opposed to the idea of, well, we're further along than we thought we should have been, so let's just take it easy and trust in the process, the Pats would have maybe taken a slightly more aggressive approach vis-a-vis, hey, while we're here, why don't we just add a little extra to the pot to see if we can't score big? Do you have a Super Bowl favorite right now, John? Is there any one team in the AFC that you see that is leaps, bounds, head and shoulders above the rest?
Well, it's funny because, you know, the Colts have the best record in the AFC, and then they add Sauce Gardner today to an already really good team. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they come to mind, and look, Buffalo beats Kansas City in that game on Sunday, but they got to beat Kansas City in the playoffs before I really believe in it. And I know they've beaten the Chiefs, 4 or 5 times now in the regular season, mm-hmm. but they can't beat them in the playoffs. So, nope. There's a lot to like about the Chargers, but they have a propensity for ill-timed turnovers. So, like, I look at the Colts, I look at the Chiefs, I don't want to put the Patriots quite there, but they're very close to that, again, because of the depth concerns I have kind of going forward. But they're in that neighborhood for sure. I mean, it's Colts, Chiefs. You can throw the Chargers in there. I would not sleep on the Ravens either. I mean, now
at 3-5, the betting favorite to win the AFC North.
But the thing is, 3-5, now they have 10 days off after that Thursday night win. Lamar Jackson looked great in that win, but I think another huge development, Mark Andrews finally woke up in that game against Miami, and he looked great. And if he's a weapon that they can add to that, then that I think that makes them a lot better. So it's weird because there's no team that I sit here and I'm like, oh, yeah, they're the favorite, like the Chiefs the last few years. But I think there's several teams in the mix, and the Patriots are at least in that neighborhood, we'll call it.
They're tied right now for the number one seed overall, but they finished second due to strength of schedule, common opponents, blah, 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 a lot of other jazz. I would say it's the Bills. I would say Ravens. I would say Broncos and maybe Chiefs. I don't think there's anybody else in the AFC that I would put in AFC championship territory, save for those teams. And maybe the Patriots as well. Now, had they picked up an extra edge rusher and an extra a swing tackle, and an edge rusher and a backup running back as well, then I think maybe, just maybe. I mean, look, the teams like freaking the Carolina Panthers. Now, they didn't make any trades today because they're like, holy shit, we're 5-4. Wow, don't tell anyone. Even we can't believe it. But they pick up a cast off like Rico Dowdle in the offseason. Guy has a chance to like break Adrian Peterson's rushing record. Like, guy's gone absolutely haywire. Like, you don't know. And this is why the Sauce Gardner move could either explode and just be terrible for the Colts, or when paired with Charvarius Ward, could give them a dynamite secondary and be awesome for them. What if he just wasn't playing very well because he was trapped in the toxic minefield of North Jersey playing for the Jets? What if now all of a sudden he's like, wait, I just went from 1-7 to 7-2 and I have a chance to go to the Super Bowl? Oh, you're going to get the best you've ever seen out of me and then some.
Yeah, it's a great point, Fitzy. And I put Quinn and Williams in that bucket as well, who went to Dallas. Two guys that have shown elite level talent. I mean, Sauce Gardner was a rookie of the year. Quinn Williams was the best defensive tackle in the league, arguably, a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. But they've been inconsistent. Like, you look at, like, just from the Sauce Gardner perspective, the Christian Gonzalez, the Pat Surtain, the Derek Stingley, those guys play at a high level every single week. It feels like sometimes the Sauce Gardner.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
You'll get a week here and there where it's just not fully dialed in. Mm-hmm. And you wonder, going to the Colts, an organization that seems to be running really well under passed down ownership, if you will, Jim Irsay's daughter, and a solid head coach and a team that's 7-2 that's been really good, if that'll get all year good play out of Sauce Gardner. Because if it does, mm-hmm. we're going to be sitting here talking about a team that's extremely tough to beat. And we'll also be talking about a team with Sauce Gardner playing well and Jonathan Taylor that can win a road playoff game if needed. Because look, it's easy. Not, I shouldn't say easy, but you can win in that dome in Indianapolis. But they have some of the elements that they can go somewhere and win a playoff game, which will be big depending on their matchup.
They can rush the passer. They can protect the quarterback. Yeah. They can run the football. Now they can defend the pass.
That offensive line is awesome.
Our pal Murith watching live on YouTube as we record the latest Six Rings and football things. I just didn't want us to mortgage the future. We got to play for the long game now. Sure. Nobody said mortgage the future. But like giving up a fourth and a sixth, like you just acquired a couple extra six for guys like the Patriots sent people out of town. They told them, we don't want you to upset the chemistry or complain or put on a sour face on the sidelines. We will give you a chance to play elsewhere. One of them even went to the New England Patriots safety graveyard in Pittsburgh now, where you have Jabril Peppers and Kyle Duggar. By the way, did you see Kyle Duggar played 77 of 78 snaps last Sunday?
Yeah, I wonder how that's going to go there with Kyle Duggar, because I was hoping, like, the Kyle Duggar, Keon White trades are interesting to me, because I think from the Patriots' perspective, it's mostly about scheme with those guys. Mm-hmm. And obviously Pittsburgh feels with Kyle Duggar, he can fit more. And if they can find a real role for him, look, he has limitations in pass coverage, but I think he's still a good enough football player to contribute on a good team. Now, he's not going to be a great player. And again, limitations in pass coverage, but I think there is a better football player there than what we saw in New England this year.
In Vrabel, we trust, I suppose. Everyone has bought into the plan, John. And while it seems like intermittently our comments that we're receiving live here on the podcast are, I'm disappointed, I wanted some depth. A lot of people also don't want to see the Patriots upset the apple cart, if you will, or just like alter the plans for the future, since things seem to be off to such a good start. I can't imagine that the recent success of the Patriots with the 20 years, Brady Belichick, we got enough Super Bowls. Let's wait another year or two. Then it'll be our time. To me, it's as simple as this. You could look at Buffalo. Every year, it almost seems like it's Buffalo's time. And then what does Buffalo do? Make it at least to the divisional round, if not the AFC championship, and just come up a player or a play short. And I'm sure they always think, oh, if we could have just gotten to Mahomes quicker. Oh, if we just had somebody else who could have caught this Hail Mary from Josh Allen. Oh, if we just had another player who could have defended that pass to Kelsey, then maybe that would have made the difference. For the Patriots to not, if they like their starters that much, you are a Christian Gonzalez, Milton Williams, or Will Campbell injury away from potentially hitting the skids for a little while, or not being able to at least make a run, as opposed to just like, well, we made the playoffs, good for us. And then you can hang a banner and then wait till next year.
Yeah, put it right next to the Kenny Chesney banner in Gillette Stadium, right? But look, I think the Patriots, where they're at right now, and you fast forward to the playoffs, they're a matchup-dependent type playoff contender. Because you look at, like, the Chiefs, they can beat anybody and win anywhere. It doesn't mean they're going to, but they're capable of it. The Bills are capable of beating anybody in the playoffs, unless, of course, it's KC in recent years. And then you look at a lot of the other teams, like the Colts haven't proven themselves yet, as much as I might like them and be impressed by them. And the Patriots really have. I mean, they won that Sunday night game in Buffalo. That was a great win. How are they going to look on the road against Tampa Bay this Sunday? That'll be another really good test. They played well against that Cleveland Browns defense, which was a good test as well. They played pretty well against that Falcons offense that has a lot of talent there as right. well. So I think right now, like if the Patriots had to go to Kansas City in the playoffs, I don't think they would win that game. If the Patriots, though, played the Chargers at home or the Jaguars at home or the Jaguars anywhere, I would probably pick the Patriots to win that game. I think they're at a point where they're good, but they're a little matchup dependent. And it's not just this trade deadline. I think for the fans thinking about the future, this offseason coming up, that's when maybe they can elevate themselves to being a team kind of like Kansas City and like Buffalo mostly, that can beat anybody anywhere. Doesn't mean they always will, but they're capable. They can go anywhere. They can win any game. And again, we might get some answers about that this Sunday in Tampa Bay. But I think some of that is just natural experience. I mean, again, the Patriots' two best players in Gonzo and May are under the age of 25. So some of that's going to be just experience. But I think some of that is going to be what ends up happening this offseason and the type of depth pieces and the additional starters they bring in to augment what they have.
All right, so just because it's that kind of podcast and we're here, and why not have a little fun with it, let's look at the 2026 free agency rankings. So for the fans that are thinking, all right, well, we'll
You're
save our money.
Man, Fitzy.
We'll save our money. We'll save our picks. I know it's a long offseason ahead.
You want to do a mock draft? I'm just kidding.
I mean, it's a horrendous class.
Unless you want a quarterback. You know what the Patriots should
do? I'm looking at NFL free agents, Sean.
I'm just saying, one thing the Patriots might want to do.
Brutal free agency.
Try to get a couple draft picks ahead of time for 2027 so you can get Jeremiah Smith or Ryan Williams. Just, you know, keep that in the back of your mind, Patriots fans.
Look at this. Malcolm Kuntz might be good. DJ Reader. Allen, Jacoby Myers, Hassan Reddick, Kyle Duggar. Wow, why can't we get Joel Bentonio, Jonah Williams, Debo Samuel, Mike Evans, Trey Hendrickson. Like, those are like six or seven names from the top 20 on the SpoTrack NFL free. Like, we had talked to Brian Hoyer on the radio today, and Brian Hoyer's whole adage was sometimes the best move is the one you don't make. Sometimes the best player you get is the one that you don't pick up. I just had a friend who's watching live right now say, send me a text. Quick fixes don't always work. Deshaun Watson, Aaron Rodgers. Okay, yeah. I mean, sure, those are big-time moves for a team that probably wasn't just that one superstar quarterback away. To me, this is a depth move. You have to, to be the Patriots right now, you don't know how that turf toe injury is going to work out for Ramondre Stevenson, who was finally bouncing back after his fumbleitis earlier in the season. Why not get an extra running back if you can, just to see if you can't give, you know, Travion Henderson and the living legend of Terrell Jennings a boost. That's what I was thinking, and I think you feel the same way, John.
Yeah, again, if I had to use one word, it was underwhelming. And I wasn't asking for Sauce Gardner. I wasn't asking for guys like that. But could you, and you mentioned the name Jerome Ford, Fitzy, like, could you find a depth running back, a depth edge guy to kind of complement what you're trying to do? Easier said than done, but it's just, that's where, if the Patriots eventually, and I think, you know, they're going to make the playoffs, but if they lose, say, in the wild card round to maybe a team we think they should beat, or they get to the divisional round and lose a close game and we're kind of looking back on it, it wouldn't surprise me if depth comes up as a big part of this, whether it's, you know, Kalavon Chaisson gets worn out or Harold Landry gets injured, God forbid, and you don't have that extra guy. Or even, look, Kyrus Tong has been good, but you look at their defensive tackle rotation. Milton Williams did not play more than 50% of the snaps last year, and he's traditionally been under 50% or hovering around that his whole career. Now he's playing a lot more for a full year. Christian Barmore missed most of last year. What if one of those guys hits a wall by week 15, or both of them does? It's legitimately possible, right? That one of that's in
right.
You look at running back. I mean,
Bears picked up somebody I've never heard of before from the Browns. They're probably thinking, well, maybe this guy can, you know, situationally rush the passer as well. There had to have been the carcass of some team out there we could have vultured for just
What does their defense look like, Fitzy, if Robert Spillane has to miss a couple games? Like, we're talking about something different in
problem.
That line. But seriously, like, that's where, again, I mentioned Logan Wilson. That's just one name, but that's what I look at is, you know, we saw how their pass protection looked on Sunday when Ramondre Stevenson had to miss a game. It was not as good, and it wasn't all Travion Henderson, but it was not as good. I mean, what are they going to do if Spillane has to? What if Kayshon Moody is out for 3 or 4 weeks? Like, that's, again, the depth pieces, I think, is what I wanted them to get over the course of this week and today, and they didn't.
Okay, one more thought on this one as well as we get here we go. Any chance we can get Jamie Collins to come through one more time? Actually, no, he's coaching in North Carolina. More on that in a second. My friend Tom K watching live right now. I think they made the right decision. It's not about this year. It's about the next five. Chemistry matters. This is a fun team that is exceeding middling expectations. Be patient and enjoy the process.
Sure. Yeah, and look, I would agree.
I think everyone is right.
First or second round pick, anything like that. We're talking depth stuff here. No first round picks, no second.
Jacoby Myers. How does Jacoby Myers upset the chemistry? How does he alter expectations for the worst? Like, I think he would have been terrific. That's all. But hey, you know, there may be a depth cornerback somewhere along the way so that if Carlton Davis, who is injury prone and has never played more than 14 games in a season, gets dinged up, or someone to step in for Marcus Jones with his fancy new contract. Who's the Charles Woods? Is that the guy?
Yeah,
that's
who came in the other
Alex
day.
Austin and Charles Woods.
They have Alex Austin as well. Yeah. But yeah.
Who knows?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
All right, so let us know how you feel. What do you guys think? It's at FitzyGFY to holler at me anytime with your trade deadline thoughts. And, of course, he is at The Real John Lyons. All right, before we go, John actually had the pleasure of taking in some Chapel Bill recently. You saw UNC mow down the perennial powerhouse that was – who the hell did they beat recently?
Syracuse.
Oh, that's right. Was that in the Carrier Dome, which is ironically named for an air conditioning company, even though there's no AC in the dome?
So they changed the name. It's the JMA Dome, and they now have AC, I guess. So they waited until Carrier was not the sponsor anymore.
The presenting sponsor was
and now they have it. So
okay, so you went all the way to Western New York.
Yep.
And you took in UNC Syracuse.
Yep.
What was it like?
So it's interesting because I went down to UNC in April, and I went to a practice, and I remember thinking, hey, I think these guys are going to be better. And I wrote this for EEI.com. I think these guys are going to be better than they were last year. I didn't think they'd be great, but I was like, you know, I think they could sneak to 8 wins or something like that. That was kind of just watching them in practice. And then, you know, they get their asses kicked against TCU, and then the UCF game was a big red flag. And then Clemson was playing high school football against them by the second quarter, which was really concerning. And then the Cal game, they lose in the final couple minutes on a bad fumble. They lose the Virginia game on the last play.
So you felt like, all right,
are they kind of getting better? And then when I saw them in person, it was closer to kind of what I saw in April as opposed to what I watched the first month with. Like remember how bad they were that first month? I mean, they're getting blown out left and right. What I saw the other night against Syracuse was a little bit closer to what I saw in April, as a team that they are getting better. Mm-hmm. It just looks like, honestly, they're two or three players on defense and two or three players on offense short. Like, that's really what it is. Like, they sometimes make their quarterback is slow on his reads. He's behind on some throws, which didn't hurt them.
He's not it.
No. And it didn't hurt them against Syracuse, but like, I don't know. He's just like, there was a throw in the end zone where he didn't throw, like, not to go too deep in the weeds, but a guy was running a corner route in the end zone. He was about to break open on his top of his route, and Gio just didn't throw the ball. because he was afraid of throwing a pick or what. But it's like little things like that. So they do have to improve at quarterback. But I feel like they're two or three players short on each side of the ball between where they are and being pretty good. Now, we'll see if they can actually recruit those guys and bring them in. But I will say, much like we're used to around here with Bill Belichick coach teams, they do look like they're getting better as the season goes on.
That's what people have been saying recently, that spate of misfortune that was the two-point conversion, the fumble at the goal line, should have showed people that in games where they were double-digit underdogs, that Belichick was finally getting through to these guys, implementing his plan and the program, and that the reason why he was brought down there was finally taking hold, which is good to see because, quite honestly, I was getting sick and tired of and drowning in negativity and people tap dancing on his preemptive grave.
Yeah.
You know, not to say that he hasn't brought some of the scrutiny and negativity upon himself, but it's just too much. Too much, too much Belichick bashing, yeah. Too many people not appreciating how much he did and having fun at his expense and Lombardi and everybody else. Like, just, you know, give him a chance. And again, you know, when you're the sparkly spectacle that is the Jordan show alongside the greatest coach ever, I can see why people have that fun, but I'm glad they do. I would just like to see them be more fun to watch in the process. Like,
yeah, I mean, if
watching these quarterbacks is like watching paint dry at your grandmother's nursing home. It is just brutal.
If they could just get competitive in the ACC, like, I think that'd be a lot of fun. Like, again, because it's a school that traditionally is not good at football. And as I said, they're getting better, but you got to wonder, how are they going to find those two or three guys on each side of the ball? Because the hardest thing about college sports is recruiting. They're all new at it. They did an okay job in the spring, but not really a good job, I would say. Can they fix it this spring and bring in a better class?
Yeah. Well, the word was that they had something along the lines of like the 13th or 16th best class for the 2026 season. A lot of that is speculative, and the transfer portal can just like change things like that, That's it. So who knows? You could fill all of the Great Lakes and then some with how little I know about next year's college football class and the way that transfer portal is going to work. All I know is I think the landscape of college football would be more fun, would be better. And even though we'd be a year behind, New England would totally be into Bill Belichick's University of North Carolina being a competitively relevant football team.
Yeah. And like I said, just seeing them in person, they're getting better. We'll see what their ceiling is, but they are getting better.
All right. And on that positive note, we'll wrap up this trade deadline podcast. Your New England Patriots, actively inactive. They stand pat at the trade deadline as well. They all they need. We'll see if that actually works out. Can Mike Vrabel's rebuild that is far ahead of schedule continue to propel this team to success? Will Drake May regress, or can he continue with this MVP campaign? Wicked, huge freaking game coming up this Sunday down in Tampa. By the way, just want to promote one last time. John, yourself, anyone else, in case you're looking for a chance to win your way down to Tampa, all you got to do is go to takeoverintampa.com. That's takeoverintampa.com. Matt Light is running a contest where you can buy some auction entries to benefit the incredible work the Light Foundation does with the young men of America. And if your name gets pulled, he actually calls you up and then he tells you, you got some airfare, you got tickets to the suite Sunday at Pirate Ship in the End Zone Stadium. And Saturday night, you're going out to dinner with Matt and Susie Light at a restaurant called Roca, which is part owned by Gronk. It is going to be a deluxe experience. Also, so that's takeoverintampa.com. And if anyone is looking for something to do while you're down in Tampa, you can hit me up at FitzyGFY, slide into those DMs as well. I'll give you the information you need for the Tampa Bay Patriots fan club Saturday night rally run by my pal Jay Lasard. It is going to be awesome getting together with hundreds of thousands of your favorite Pats fans in Tampa, which is a sneaky fun city with beautiful weather this weekend in what should be an awesome game. Thanks again, John, for hopping on board. Anything you want to promote? Where can the people find you? Where can they read you? What we got going on, guy?
Find me here on Six Rings at The Real John Lyons on Twitter, also on Instagram, and I'll be on WEEI this Saturday afternoon and every Saturday afternoon for the rest of the month. So tune in.
Love to hear it. This guy knows his ball. That's why he was the coach, and that's why he's the GOAT here on Six Rings. This is your old pal, Fitzy GFY, saying thanks so much for tuning in to Six Rings and Football Things. brought to you by WEEI Odyssey and 2400 Sports. Patriots are having a great season, and thanks to you guys, the best fans in all the podcast lands, so are we. We'll talk to you soon. Good day. God bless. And as always, go Pats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.